Why, thanks, Paul. And now we're joined by Giants linebacker Spencer Paysinger. Spencer, you're part of a very fierce linebacker battle. Every spot's up for grabs. What did the coaching staff tell you guys when you got to camp about the battle that's taking place at linebacker?
They just told us, like you said, every spot's open right now. But to take the pressure off, just make sure every linebacker knows their job, that you don't have to shortchange another linebacker in terms of getting information or receiving information, that if we all go out there and show that we can do, just make it hard on the coaches to decide who's the top three linebackers.
Well, we've had a week of practice. How do you think you've done so far?
I think I've done well. Deflected a couple passes, had some great reads on some runs, and just overall learning the playbook, getting the playbook down. I feel like I've done a really good job this first week, so going into the second week, just trying to keep that going.
Now, you're one of the great stories. You come in as an undrafted free agent, and you've worked your way to the point now where you're on the first team in practice. How did that go? How did you do it? Where have you gotten better to the point where you've achieved that, where you're number one in the, on the depth chart?
It's just trusting the progression. Knowing 2 years ago I came in as an unknown from Oregon, and just working my way, taking the little things serious in terms of playing well on special teams my first year, my second year really coming into my own on special teams, and towards the end of last year getting more defensive snaps, and just getting the trust of the coaches. That's the biggest thing, because if you don't know the playbook, if you don't know what you're doing out there, you're not going to have the trust of the coaches. And that's the biggest thing right now, is just getting the trust of the coaches and knowing that when you step on that field, you'll do the right thing.
Coach Herman mentioned physically you're also a lot more prepared for an NFL first and second down type of responsibility than you when you first came into the league.
Yes, I came into the league about 235, 236. Now I'm hovering around 244, 245. So I put on some good weight. I don't think I've lost a step for the most part. And just eating right, changing my diet a little bit. I got into yoga. And it's been really good for my career so far.
I know you mentioned special teams. Obviously, all the young guys have to do special teams. Can you explain how important it is for a young player like you are trying to make the team a couple years ago to be a factor on special teams?
Actually, a good story. I was telling our young linebacker Bino. He was asking me how did I make the team the first year, and I said the first thing I said was special teams, because you're coming in as an undrafted player. The team has no investment in you. So what you want to do is try to do the little things on special teams to make them want you on the team. My first year coming in, I wasn't on any depth charts on special teams. I talked to Coach Quinn and said, hey, the things that you're trying to teach these older guys to do, I know how to do it. I was a four-year starter on special teams at Oregon. Just give me a shot. And like I said, it just goes back to the little things in terms of hand placement, foot placement, and just knowing what to do on the field.
Spencer, best of luck. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Paul, back to you.